And this will make all your other meditations go better. I think I can guarantee it. Maybe you've mastered it already, but I'm going to be following in the footsteps of my yoga master, B.K.S. Iyengar, and Gyatri Rinpoche, who first taught me settling body, speech, and mind. You'll see this is a very challenging, exercise. Not because it's so hard, but because it's so subtle. And so, this will be a 24-minute session. It's called a Gattaka. 24 minutes, 1/60th of a 24-hour period. And we begin. Hear the sound of the bell, the chime that begins the session. And as you become familiar with it, especially if you have one of your own, when you hear the bell, let there be something like a Pavlovian response. Hear the bell and relax. Don't salivate. Relax. Hear the bell and feel your shoulders drop, your eyes soften, the whole body becoming more mellow. Relaxed, loose, at ease. Let your mind relax. It gets caught up, works hard, thinking, remembering, listening. Now, put your mind out of work. Relax. Release thoughts and let your awareness come to settle in the present moment. Let it descend from your head where you may think you're usually located. Let your awareness descend right down into your torso. Bring the locus of your awareness beneath the head, down into the torso. Which means just experience the sensations arising on the surface and the interior of your chest, your abdomen. Keep on bringing it down. If you're seated upright, bring it right down to the tactile sensations of your buttocks in contact with your cushion, your thighs, your calves, your feet, all those places where your body is in contact with the ground, the cushion. In the supine position, bring it down to your shoulder blades, your back, your buttocks, the bottom of your legs, right down to the heels, where your body is in contact with your yoga mat. Descend. Right down to the ground. In this somatic field, which is empty of labels and concepts, empty of thinking, it's only appearances, tactile sensations. Ground your awareness in these sensations of the earth element, sensations of firmness and solidity. Ground your awareness, which is so often caught up in thoughts, labeling, thinking, memory. Release all that. Ground your awareness in this silent space, non-conceptual space. In the earth element, ground your awareness. Moment to moment in these tactile sensations of the contact of your body with the ground. And utterly relax. We focus first of all on settling the body in its natural state, and this begins with relaxation. Relax your body. Relax every muscle you can, apart from those needed if you're sitting upright so you don't fall over, to maintain the posture. But very little is needed if you're well balanced. Relax deeply from your core. Bring your awareness to the face. It is often a magnet of tension, constriction. Without visualizing your face, just feel the tactile sensations around your mouth, your lips, your jaws. And relax them, soften all these muscles in the face. Soften the muscles around the eyes. Let there be a spaciousness between the eyebrows, open, not contracted. Let your awareness of the forehead be open, relaxed. Soften your eyes. Utterly relax your body. And when there is that sense of ease, relaxation, and comfort for this brief session, let your body be still, apart from the movement of the breath, but with no fidgeting, moving about. Let your body be still. Relaxed and still. Then even if you're in the supine position, psychologically, adopt a posture of vigilance. It's not physical, it's not muscular. It's your mind, it's your awareness. Be wide awake while looking like you're sleeping, taking a nap. Let your awareness be bright and clear. If you're sitting upright, sit at attention. Your spine straight, your sternum just slightly raised, your abdominal muscles loose and relaxed, sitting at attention, so that when you breathe in, the sensations of the breath flow down to your belly, which expands as you inhale, gently contracts as you exhale. Your awareness clear and bright. In this way, you settle your body in its natural state, one of dynamic equilibrium, in which you're simultaneously deeply relaxed, still, and vigilant. And then we turn to settling the speech in its natural state. This is one of effortless silence. You've accomplished that, of course, you're not speaking. This is the outer speech with your tongue, your larynx, your lips. But there's also the speech of the mind, the chit-chat, the vikalpa. It's not so easy to let the mind, the voice of the mind, rest in effortless silence because of the obsessive compulsive tendency to think when you don't need to think, get caught up in the thinking. But this is our task now, to settle the speech of the mind in its natural state, which is effortless silence, a silence of the mind. How to do that? The speech of the mind is closely related to the rhythm of the respiration, the flow of prana, widely known in Asia. When the mind is agitated, in turmoil, uptight, watch your breathing. It will not be flowing in a very healthy way. When you're tense, upset. So to facilitate settling the speech of the mind in its natural state, we now take on the central challenge of this exercise. And that is to allow the flow, the rhythm of your respiration to settle in its natural rhythm. While sustaining the sense of ease, stillness, and vigilance of your posture. Now we turn to settling the respiration in its natural rhythm. Let's begin with the exhalation. It's a natural time to relax, to let go of everything. With every exhalation, see in a very subtle way. Can you relax even more? Have you found pockets of tension in your body? As you become more and more vividly aware of the experience of being embodied, as you breathe out, can you relax even more deeply? Every out-breath. Every out-breath, release the breath. Release it completely. Not expelling it, not using any effort at all to push the air out. But let the air flow out effortlessly, like water in a glass of water that you've tipped over, and the water spills out. It spills all of it spills out. Likewise, let the air spill out as you breathe out. And as you breathe out and you're releasing the breath utterly, as you exhale, likewise, whatever thoughts, images, memories may have come to mind, breathe them out, release them as you exhale, as if they were leaves. And as you breathe out, there's a gentle gust of breeze that blows the leaves away. Yes, release them and they float away and disappear. Every out-breath. Just note whatever thoughts have come up and just release them as you breathe out. Returning to silence as you come to the end of exhalation. As you are aware of the sensations arising in the body, don't collapse your awareness by focusing, concentrating, confining your awareness to the somatic field. Don't tighten it up at all. But rather let your awareness rest right where it is. You are already aware of being aware. Right now, note that. Do you know whether you're conscious or not? Is it not true that you're already aware of being aware? Rest in that self-knowing flow of awareness of awareness. And while resting there unwaveringly, let the light of your awareness illuminate, make manifest the sensations arising throughout the body, but without collapsing down to or merging with those sensations, fixating on them. And likewise, as you note the inflow, the outflow of the breath is in motion, flowing in, flowing out. But let your awareness be still, not collapse down to focusing tightly on the flow of the breath. Be aware of the inflow, the outflow, but from a position of stillness, spaciousness. No tunnel vision here. And once again, especially as you come to the end of exhalation, don't talk through it. Don't ruminate. Don't conceptualize through it. Let your mind be quiet, especially as you come to end of exhalation. The breath flows out and out. You don't hold anything in reserve, nor do you push it out effortlessly. Let the breath flow out until it's finished. All flowed out. And there may be an interval there where you're neither breathing in nor out. Just rest in that interval of stillness. The stillness of your awareness meets the stillness of the respiration. And before long, of course, as you're releasing all control, all influence, all regulation of the respiration, and allowing it to flow effortlessly and unimpededly, the breath will flow in, and you won't have to try. It will flow in as effortlessly as waves washing up on shore. And allow the breath to flow in, not pulling it in, no effort, not impeding it, no effort. And whether that in-breath is long or short, let it be. Don't think there's a right way to breathe, because your body breathes better than you do. Just let it flow in. And then it will flow in as much as it needs to flow in. The body will take in just as much air as it needs, and then it won't need any more. And then relax. As the breath flows out again. And relax more deeply. Passively, resting in the stillness of your awareness, observe the movements of the breath. They come and go, but let your awareness remain still. And at the beginning of each inhalation, receive it like a gift. Not something taken, something simply received. The breath is flowing in, your next lease on life. You're breathing in, you're still alive. And then you give it right back as you breathe out. You give it all away, all that your body doesn't need. Receiving. And giving back. Allowing the body to breathe as effortlessly as if you were deep asleep. And keep on relaxing more and more deeply with your respiration, with your body, with your mind. Relaxing, releasing more and more fully with each cycle of the respiration. And then we settle the mind in its natural state. We're going from coarse to medium to subtle. First the body, relaxed, still and vigilant. Then the breathing, effortless, unimpeded. And the voice of the mind returning again and again, releasing into silence, not constricting, not tightening, not stopping thoughts, but just releasing them. As you return to silence with every out-breath. On this basis, that is, the settling of the respiration can occur if and only if the body has settled. Then we settle the breathing, and then on that basis, we settle the mind in its natural state. How to do this? Continue resting in that simplicity, that unmediated knowing of knowing, the awareness of being aware. Rest there for a moment. This is certain knowledge. You can't possibly be wrong. You know that you are knowing. You are aware that you are aware. It is indubitable. Of this you can be certain. You are not unconscious. So rest in that infallible knowing of being aware. Here you stand. Here your awareness remains without fluctuation, without drifting away, without slipping into a stupor, luminously, cognizantly, discerningly knowing that you are aware. This is your awareness. But now let the light of your awareness illuminate the space of your mind, turning away from the five sensory fields. Turn to the space of the mind, that domain of experience in which discursive thoughts, images, memories, emotions, and desires arise, all of which you can perceive with mental perception. And holding your own ground, letting awareness remain right where it is. From the stillness of awareness, observe the movements of the mind, the comings and goings of thoughts, images, and so on. Very similar to what Anuradhaji was speaking of yesterday, what she called Purusha, we call simply awareness. One may or may not believe in Purusha, but awareness is not something to believe in. It's beyond belief. It's prior to belief. Rest in this awareness that is simply witnessing the mind without being entangled in it, without thinking the thoughts, being caught in the grip of emotions or desires. Just be aware of whatever arises in the space of the mind and let it be discerningly. But let it be without judgment, without preference, without hope or fear. Let your awareness be relaxed. You are aware of being aware effortlessly. It takes no effort because you were already aware of being aware before you tried. So exert no effort. But make it explicit. Aware of being aware. Utterly relaxed, effortless. And let your awareness be still like an unflickering candle flame. Illuminating the movements of the mind, thoughts, images, whatever comes up in that domain of experience, the sixth domain, not visual, auditory, purely mental, but from moment to moment, hovering in the immediacy of the present moment. Be aware of whatever comes up and simply note it without reacting to it, without perpetuating it, without altering it, without trying to terminate it. Don't do anything at all. Just note whatever is coming up. Relaxed, still, and let your awareness manifest its natural luminosity, its clarity, illuminating clearly whatever arises in the space of the mind. And in this way, you allow your mind to settle in its natural state, calming, soothing, quieting, with your awareness relaxed, still, and luminously clear, and rest there.